You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
We all know that emotional, mental, and psychological stress wreaks havoc on the brain and body, but we really don't know how it really happens. You know, researchers are now, though, saying that stress is negatively affecting the way our body regulates inflammation, and can promote the development of and progression of disease and illnesses. So our next guest is here to share her expertise on how food and nutrition can improve your stress and reduce your inflammation. Let's welcome holistic nutritionist Sophie Iuliano. Great to have you here on Wellness for Life, Sophie.
Now, hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure, absolutely. Now, I'd like to know, what are the seasonal foods, specifically in this summer, of which are currently out there that can help us minimize our inflammation in our body?
Well, you know, when I talk about inflammation and think about inflammation, I think primarily about foods that I want to avoid. So then I'll get onto the fruits, vegetables, and the seasonal fruits. So just, I'm sure you talk about this a lot, but certainly in terms of avoiding inflammation, for me, it's really avoiding all dairy products and meat where possible, eggs, and completely avoiding sugar. So a whole food plant-based diet, for me, is the absolute key to minimizing inflammation in the body. And, you know, I film my plate and my diet with all of these beautiful foods and follow the seasons. So I'll just go to my farmer's market and look and just take and whatever's, you know, in season, and make sure that I use that in almost all of my dishes. So right now I'm looking at all the beautiful lettuces that are out there, and the sort of lovely summer greens. Watercress is a huge part of my diet. I think studies were done that showed that watercress is almost the healthiest green out of all the greens, much more so than kales and chards. I think it was a toss between watercress and bok choy, or sometimes known as pak choy. So watercress and pak choy are two that I include a lot. At this time of year, I'll look for fruits such as cherries, which have extraordinary health benefits. You know, beautiful fresh cherries. Obviously, all the blueberries, which I am going crazy buying them because they're the most inexpensive right now. So I've seen some organic blueberries for $2.99 for a pint, and I just buy them all up and freeze them because I know I'll use them all year long in my morning smoothies. So those are the sorts of, that's my MO for reducing inflammation.
Great. Let me ask you about two things. Number one, watercress is excellent. You're absolutely right. How do you prepare it? Do you just eat it raw, or do you actually prepare it so that you can eat it in other ways, put it in veggie soups? What do you do with watercress?
I always eat it raw because I love the taste of it. It has a very distinctive peppery taste. It actually reminds me of my childhood, because in England where I grew up, there was a huge watercress field, which obviously it grows in water nearby. So how I do it is I just wash it, chop it up, and I add it to any salad that I make. It's delicious. It's also absolutely delicious in a sandwich or a wrap. So I'll do maybe a gluten-free or a sprouted grain bread or wrap, and I'll do I make a sort of faux tuna salad that I have the recipe on my website that I make from nuts and nori, and so I'll wrap it up with the watercress, and it just gives it that little peppery kick, similar to arugula, but even more tasty, I will say. So that's pretty much. There's also, you mentioned soup. There's also you can make a chilled watercress and lettuce soup, which is lovely in the summer.
Well, that sounds yummy, 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 yummy. You know what? I wanted to ask you, I'll tell you a comment about your frozen blueberries. I think that's brilliant because, you know, when you go into the health food stores and you buy a frozen, it is so expensive. I cannot believe how much it is. So I'm all about packaging properly for the refrigerator. How do you package frozen blueberries? Do you first wash them or do you just pop it in something and then put in the freezer?
No, I actually wash them and then I lay them out on a baking sheet and freeze them so that they don't all stick together too much, because after you've washed them, they can really stick with the water. And then I just pop them in. I tend to freeze most things in. I have a lot of glass containers or I have BPA-free plastic containers. But I tend to try to use glass for storage as much as possible because obviously it doesn't leach and it lasts forever. It's not perfect for the freezer, so I tend to go for BPA plastic, and that's how I freeze my blueberries. But I don't get too precious about it because they're just going to go in a smoothie for the most part.
Right. So, I love the fact that you actually put it on a baking sheet, separate it first. Because that's not the way I've been doing it, because they all end up clumping up. So I'm going to try that next time and separate them and then put it in. And that's what I do, individual little containers. That's awesome. Very good.
And the best, just a little tip there, that if you're doing freezing raspberries and blueberries even and blackberries, even more so you want to do that, because those really do stick together. So that's what I recommend you do.
Right. Yeah. I love the seasonal fruits, and eating everything through season is the best way to maximize the amount of nutrients that come out of those fruits and vegetables. Yes. How about let's talk about stress a bit. I know stress and inflammation both contribute to disease. So how can we every day, I mean, some of us have two jobs, three jobs. How can we relieve stress naturally?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is so important now, because as you know, and I'm sure you talk about a lot, the research coming out connecting stress to inflammation in the body is it just makes so much sense to me as a holistic nutritionist. You know, that when we're stressed, they've now found that, you know, the gene expression of immune cells changes before it floods our body. And so basically these immune cells are putting their armor on to fight this inflammation. And then this state of chronic inflammation is just ever present in our body. So what I do is I meditate. I meditate every single morning, no matter what. And I have to be honest, it's the hardest thing to do. More so for me than exercise, because it's so counterintuitive. As a very busy working woman, I want to get up in the morning and I want to get moving immediately and doing and doing and doing. So for me to have to sit still, it's very, very challenging. However, the benefits are exponential. It changes my day. And I think the key, if any of your listeners have challenging times with trying to meditate, is breathing. And I've been a yoga teacher for 18 years, and I teach and have learned and practiced. It's called pranayama in yoga, but it's a breathing technique, very, very simple. And when you do these breathing exercises, it takes you there very quickly.
Mm.
It just it slows down your mind. It slows down your your nervous system. And it takes you to this state of calm and peace extremely quickly. So breathing
is
the key. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much. So your website is sophieuliano.com, and we can find all kinds of videos and recipes that we've talked about today, right? As well as the hallmarkchannel.com, which is that the do-it-yourself information. Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate having you here, Sophie. Had a great time. We've got to have you back because there's so much more. I want to talk about those little, what do you call them? Instead of dryer sheets, using these dryer balls that you got to go look at it on the website. Thank you so much, Sophie. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.